Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Pome. Security at the Minnesota State Capitol is the focus of a meeting today in St. Paul. MNN's Tasha Radel reports.
The discussion will include the State Patrol, Department of Public Safety, local law enforcement, and mental health advocates. The meeting comes after a man was removed from the Capitol complex three times. The Minnesota State Patrol says it is hiring a third-party expert to conduct a full security assessment. Plans for an independent security review started following the murders of House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband and shootings of Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Tasha Radel, MNN.
Following the weekend intruder scare, Senator Heather Gustafson of Vadnais Heights is formally requesting an independent investigation by the Office of the Legislative Auditor to review Capitol security. Gustafson wants to know how the man was able to get into the Senate chambers after hours.
As a senator, I can tell you that those doors are locked and I assume pretty secure. So I'm just really curious as to how he was able to gain access, and hopefully those answers will come out soon.
Gustafson's request calls for a full report to include how emergency information was shared, what security measures were in place, and what improvements are needed. Planned Parenthood officials in Minnesota are cheering a federal judge for blocking a new law that defunded its health centers. The preliminary injunction means that patients can again use Medicaid at Planned Parenthood for services, and the health centers will receive federal reimbursement. More than 30% of patients at North Central State's locations rely on Medicaid to access care. CEO Ruth Richardson in a statement said, quote, "This win is temporary, but every single patient who is able to access the health care they need without worries about how they will pay for their care is worth celebrating." And another evening of severe weather across Minnesota Monday with 58 to 70 mile per hour wind gusts. A new Bell 429 twin-engine helicopter will better help the Minnesota State Patrol conduct a number of missions. Chief Pilot Lieutenant Craig Benn says the new chopper comes with the hoist, which will help with rescues.
That provides a new capability to the citizens of Minnesota, with the possibility of the rescue portion taking place and getting the individual up into the aircraft when we do need to make those rescues. Instead of taking about an hour or so for any individual rescue, shortening the time down to about maybe 10, 15 minutes.
The helicopter was purchased with $14 million from the state legislature. And the Minnesota Twins walked off the Boston Red Sox 5-4 last night following a 90-minute rain delay at Target Field. Brooks Lee hit the game-winning two-run single in the bottom of the ninth inning. Twins closer Juan Duran had given up the go-ahead single in the top of the ninth inning before Cruz put the tarp over the field. There's no rain in the forecast tonight. This is MNN.